Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from our Facebook page, and it says, how do I navigate differences of opinion on parenting situations? There are a lot of hills my husband is willing to die on. I have a difference of opinion on importance, so then he gets frustrated with me. And we had a bunch of replies that said, agree with this one. Huge issue in our house. So we have tackled this in a bunch of our episodes, but I thought it was probably time, reflecting on my own life, for a little refresher course in this. We have done some episodes. One is parenting as a team. One is making it work for the long haul. And another is this battle worth fighting, that all touch on these issues. But I'm going to review a couple of things that can really help us in this. One of the things we talk about a lot, which is a system that was developed by Nick North of wearethenorths.com, and it's to give things a ranking system. I push back on this a lot when I first heard about it because I was like, I cannot do one more thing and it sounds really goofy, but I actually have started using it with my spouse and it is helpful, which is to say, I really don't want the kids to watch TV before school. And it's like a 9 for me on a scale of 1 to 10. I really don't want the kids to have sugary cereals in the morning. And that's like a 2 for me. And that if your spouse can speak to you in the same way, I think what happens is we kind of come in at the same levels on a lot of the battles that we have with our spouses. Like, and I don't want him to wear his shoes in the house. And you're feeding him sugary cereals in the morning. And you're this and you're that. And that if we can kind of rank things for each other, and this is easiest to do when we talk about these during calm times. So I think one of the biggest things to do is talk about these things when we're not upset about them. So while we're having dinner, we're saying things like, you know, I've noticed that I'm really having a really hard time getting the kids out to school in the morning, and therefore I really want them to stop doing screens. It's really like a 9 to me in importance. And work together. We are solving a problem together versus you have this idea, which is making my life more difficult. This also really works well in our initial example, which is like the husband who takes things too seriously. And this is a watch your story moment. My husband overreacts to everything. Probably your husband is stricter than you are, but this is where our number system can really help, because we're going to start to say like, okay, we have really different set points about our rules. I want a kind of loose, chill house, and you want everything done exactly as so. So in a calm moment, let's try to talk through the things. You can even keep a list while he's not looking. I wouldn't read it back to him and be like, here's my list. But I would say, I noticed that you don't like the yelling. You don't like the this. You don't like the dirty shoes. You don't like the kids leaving their stuff around. But I think if we try to fight every battle, we're just kind of in conflict all day in the house. So let's figure out if we can rank these things in terms of how important they are to us getting through the day and have a conversation about it. Listen, as I always say, like, I'm going to say, well, let's teach our kids this. They're not going to be like, yes, darling mother, thank you for that insight. They're going to be like, that sounds dumb. And your spouse may also do the same thing. But a little bit of context in how we talk about, I feel for me that we're spending too much of the day in conflict with the kids. Can we rank the things that are important to us so our relationship with our kids isn't devolving into stop doing that, stop doing that, stop doing that, stop doing that. That's bad. Clean that up. And can we find a little bit more breathing room? I think my mom was a family therapist. You start with your I statements. It's kind of stressing me out how much time it seems that we are in conflict with the kids. Can we figure out if there are things that we can and cannot let go of within that universe so that we are not constantly in super crisis about this? And then another rule of thumb that we use, that empowered parents has the same rule. Try to defer to the one who feels more strongly about an issue. This is something that we say all the time, but this goes back to our ranking system because a very tight set parent may say, I feel strongly about everything. That's not allowed. And that's another reason. I feel like the ranking system clarifies this rule a little bit. You have to rank how much you care about this stuff from 1 to 10, and you can't have 7 9s, and I can't have 7 3s, because that means that your rules and structure are just kind of dominating the house, and I'm living in a situation that I don't feel comfortable in. And so if you can talk more specifically with your spouse about, I really feel strongly about this and I would like your support on this. And probably, you know, if your spouse is rigid, they're feeling that way about certain things. And then you can also say, I am absolutely willing to support you on the most important things to you, but I don't want to support you on 100 things. So let's sit down and figure out which one of these things actually matter in our home day to day and which ones are just making me crazy. I hope that helps. Go check out our many episodes on this topic. There's a lot to dive into, but hopefully that little ranking system will just give you that little edge into figuring this one out. If you have a question for myself or Amy, send them to questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com, or you can ask them on our Facebook page at What Fresh Hellcast. Thanks for listening.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play, and we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.